Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Radio Boomers Live listeners all over the world. Good morning, Risa.
And, good morning.
Time to rock and roll, Reese. Here we go again.
So I'll tell you what.
time flies whether you're having fun or not, but it's been interesting. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if we've ever been through this kind of scenario, but Reese, I think things are opening up a bit. What do you think?
I actually went out to dinner twice this weekend. It was outdoor dining al fresco, as they say, and it was absolutely lovely. And I have no symptoms, so I'm feeling pretty good about it.
It tastes good.
But I had a night out with the girls on Friday night and a night out with the grandson on Sunday night. And both it's a little chilly in L.A. in the evening, no matter how hot it is during the day. And our weather has calmed down, but it was very pleasant both times. It's nice to see people without masks on, because you can dine outside without masks, which makes no sense
true.
To me. But but you can see people smiling and laughing, and it was just fun. So I guess we are doing a little better.
I've always said, Reith, you don't appreciate the good times till you go through the difficult ones. And it did give everybody a little time to regroup and clean out that drawer or that closet and get little time with the family, but everybody, you could tell the excitement's in the air. They're ready to get going again and mixing and mingling and have a place to go eat dinner.
Absolutely. Now, it took a little doing to find these places where we could eat out, but we found them. So of course, there are lines. You have to wait, but...
Now, was it in the parking lot
I didn't have to
or
wait
inside?
Long.
Was it inside?
No, we went to a Mexican restaurant on La Brea that had, I can't even remember the name, that's terrible. But they have a patio where they normally would have you eat outside. So they had the patio, but they had also added chairs along the outside of the building. But we ate in the actual patio part, so that was nice. And then the other one was a place in El Segundo. And it also had a place. I think we were kind of outside the normal boundaries of where people would be eating along the outside of their patios, but they had big patios too. So
see, it's like a treat, you know?
Yeah, it really, I don't remember the last time I've eaten out, and I'm an eat out person, so.
Yeah. Save that cooking at home, you know, what the heck. But I know it's the parking lot stuff, and now that the weather's a little better, it's a little bit more pleasant. And with that, I think we're going to rock into the hot topic time and see what's going on.
Well, I think we're going to do the wall promo first. I think no one's going to hot topic.
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
Okay,
today my hot topic is, there's been a lot of talk on the TV about the talk that you have with your young men. And you need to have it with your young women, just young children, especially people of color. You need to have the talk. And apparently the talk is not being told to everybody because they're not doing it. The talk is when you sit your child down and say, okay, you're going to start driving now or even walking the streets. You're old enough to be walking the streets after the lights come on. You need to know if the police stop you and you're in a vehicle, put your hands on the steering wheel at 10 and at 2. That means at 10 o'clock on the clock and 2 o'clock on the clock, and hold the steering wheel. Don't make any fast movements. Don't say anything stupid or smart to the police officer. Be courteous. Say, yes, sir. No, sir, please, thank you. If they ask you to get your license, tell them where your license is and where you're going to go to get it, if it's in your pocket, if it's in your glove box. announce every move you're about to make. There, it breaks my heart when I see these kids in the news, or they're not really kids, even grown men, who are getting shot. And I know there's a lot of talk saying, well, they shoot them even if they do everything right. But you don't see those on the news. You don't see a flood of young men getting shot that weren't running, that weren't talking smart, which weren't under the influence. So I'm begging you, young men and young women, hear the talk. Be kind, be courteous, put your hands on the steering wheel, announce what you're about to do. We need you to stay alive. We're losing a generation. So I decided I would give the talk this morning. So I hope if there are young people listening, if there are older people listening, I want you to have the talk with your loved one. And that's my hot topic this morning, Jim. It's not a nice one, but it needs
what
to be said.
You gotta get the word out there. TikTok CEO Kevin Mayer quits. Former Disney executive left his position of 3 months. He's just with TikTok for 3 months. And battle over COVID-19 school openings goes to the courts. Teachers' unions are waging court fights across the country amid unwinding. Well, they want to get that straightened out, want to get back to school. What needs to be done? They say unsafe political motivation. The timetables are off. They're not getting together on this for reopening the schools, and they just have to see what's safe, how to distance, and so on and so forth. COVID in the U.S. is subsiding, numbers of cases lowering, but India, on the other hand, is not faring well with the contaminants. The numbers are soaring. Hurricane Laura brings catastrophic wind surge in parts of Louisiana. Senator Kennedy commented on the devastation. It will take your breath away when you see what happened. Looked like tornado hit. Trump Republican convention had real strong support, and a lot of excitement in the air, and the fireworks are amazing. I've never seen this before. They actually spelled out the name and the year with fireworks. When they shot up, they exploded, and I don't know how they do that, but it has to be pretty technical. And Mayor of Portland, Washington, and several other cities lost a little bit of control there. They're trying to get a handle on that and bring some of that wildness down. Interest rates remain at record lows. So all you boomers out there that you want to refinance possibly, and the young people who want to get a home, I'm telling you, this is the time to do it. We're looking at low threes or even mid twos for some of the loans. And if you go conventional, be in the low threes. FHA means you're going to have a mortgage insurance with that. And so that's about $200 a month as a percentage. And you also have to pay, it could be $5,000 or $6,000 up front when you get the mortgage insurance with an FHA. And with the VA, if you're a veteran, that's good too. There is about $7,000 cost of that. But for the low rates, it's kind of worth it. And the country's opening up. Everything I were talking about, jobs are starting to take off, but keep track of the social distancing and the masks. John Rapp makes an incredible 66. This is like when Michael Jordan went out right at the end, won the tournament with his jump shot and the whole ball of wax right at the end. Well, this John Rapp made a 66-foot birdie. That's a long putt. To win the BMW championships. Okay, what a way to go. And they're building freeways now with recycled products. How about that's the way they use the junk? And with that, Reith, I think we're going to go into commercial. And we've got a lot of exciting stuff. Janet Zipper's coming up as our guest.
Looking to take the next step? Join the EasyWay Network and become part of our EasyWay family. Host your own TV show. Accelerate your viewership, as you will be seen on platforms such as Roku, Amazon, Apple. Brand yourself and affiliate yourself with celebrities, artists, influencers, and power players. For more information on how to start your own show, channel, or network, go to EasyWayPromotions.com. To stay updated on all our upcoming events, text EasyWay to 55678.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way. Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
You know, it says easy, but like I've said before, it has not been easy for Eric to build what he's built. And it's been a lot of work, and it's geared to helping people. I mean, it just helps so many people in so many ways. And we're going to see, because our guest is far, far away in a different time zone, and we're going to see if we have Janet Zipper is going to be our guest. And she's, let me see, well, is she on? Do we have Janet on? She's a recruiter, a life coach, a motivational speaker, a TV show host, JZ TV Live. And Reef, are you on with me?
I am.
Okay. I don't know if you see anything. We might, we are talking about a distance here. I believe she's in New York trying to get through. But Janet's book, Embrace Your Power, very inspirational, motivational quotes. And you know, that, Reith, until we get Janet through, if our engineer can get a hold of her, you know, there's a lot of this motivational stuff. And a lot of, we've been to a lot of events, and but you know there's something to it, because we think, oh boy, here's another motivational speaker. But you know, when you take a second and listen to some of these people, it is motivating. Okay, do we have Janet on here? Okay, I think I saw a post where she's on, and if you come on, Janet, just give us a hello. Remember to push the number one. Okay, so I gave her the open to our engineer when she can come on to just come on in. But like I was saying, Reith, until we get Janet on, you know, I've noticed some of these situations, and when you listen to them, they are motivational. And I remember I got some of these tapes from a long time ago, and the first part of one of the tapes was motivating for me. You know, it got me going. It's like, hey, you got to get up, get moving. You got to do things. Just do it, you know. And it does kind of help move along a little bit, you know.
It does. Well, that's why they call them motivational speakers. Growing up, I don't know what they called them. I guess they'd give you a pep talk and whatever. But now it's become a whole industry and people write books about it. And you know, we need some motivation, especially in times like this. We need that ray of sunshine saying, you can do it, you can do it.
Yeah, it does. It makes a difference. And sometimes you got to get recharged. People have issues and concerns and problems and so on and so forth. And it just keep going forward. And like they had Winston Churchill came to the States after the war, and you know, talking about somebody on the our engineer is going to work on, I think she's in with us, and she, all right, so we'll wait for the for Janet to pop on. But, you know, he was asked to speak, and you can imagine the waiting list of people trying to get Winston Churchill on.
Hello.
But he was at one high-end college.
There she is.
And
Janet's with us.
Hi, I'm
Janet.
Here.
Janet, embrace your power. Wow.
How are you?
How are you, Janet? This is you're on with Aretha Gray and myself. Aretha, you know Janet.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good to be
well,
on.
Thank
you.
Back.
We
you.
Were just talking about how we need a lot of Janet Zippers around to get us motivated because Aretha's had this problem with motivation lately. She was telling me, and she needs to get moving.
So we all need that, right?
Congratulate you. You're amazing. Life coach, motivational speaker, TV host, Jay-Z TV, radio on iHeartRadio, radio personality, and author of Embrace Your Power. Well, I'm hearing a lot of good things about that. So you are passionate about coaching and motivating and empowering, so on and so forth. Have you noticed there's a lot of that needed today? And Aretha and I were just talking about how it does affect you, and it is needed, especially in times like this. Have you noticed the difference?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have more people reaching out to me. I actually post motivational posts on my social media, and I have people reach out to me all the time telling me, you have no idea how I needed to hear this today, and I look for your posts every day to motivate me. And, you know, it's really humbling because I realize, you know, most of the time when I do post something, it's coming from my heart or coming from something like where I've been praying and meditating and saying, okay, God, tell me what people need to hear. Tell me what I need to post. What I post is not random. It's always something that I get in my spirit, in my heart, that I feel that somebody needs to listen to. And that's usually what ends up happening. People will reach out to me and they'll share the post. I never ask anyone to share my post, and it blows me away how many people share my post. I average about 20,000 views on my If You Don't Like It, Change It page, which is my coaching page on Facebook. And I've never done any advertising. I've never asked anyone to share my post. This is something that happens organically, and it just goes to show you how people are starving for motivation, for inspiration, for empowerment to, you know, to help, you know, for help, for self-help.
It's like
the restaurant with
the good food. They don't have to advertise. People just go, you know, word gets out.
Right.
And it's always cheery for me to see a good motivational post when I, you know, go on Facebook or whatever and see somebody saying something nice. I tell people all the time, I don't know who these trolls are because they're not on my Facebook or on any of my social media. I like good motivational things just said every day. Just off the top of your head, Janet, what's a good motivational thing for today?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I always tell people is change what you believe is possible and your thinking changes. Change your thinking and your actions change. When your actions change, the results change, which will change your life.
You know,
absolutely
on point. Absolutely on point. Well said. And, you know, I've read that where when you input this positive in your head, for some reason or another, it draws, and I don't know what that is. It sounds kind of mystical or something. It draws positive energy compared to thinking negative, and, you know, it might draw negative energy. We don't understand that part of it. But, you know, you run into somebody that's happy and jovial, and they have their issues, but they're just positive about it. It kind of transforms over to you a little bit, I guess.
Absolutely. You know, nobody has a perfect life, but, you know, what you can do is control how you react to situations. That's where your power lies. So it doesn't matter what's going on. You know, I don't have a perfect life, and I'm a very happy person. And people always ask me, how can you be so happy, especially when I've gone through some really traumatic events in my life? And I tell them, you know what, regardless whether it happened or not, I can choose to be negative, upset, depressed, happy, unhappy, go into self-pity, or I can choose to be happy, come up with a solution, forgive, move on, grow, become wiser, and use it to help other people. So you have a choice. You can choose one or the other. It's up to you.
So, Janet, the was it inherited or learned, the smarts that you have? Because you must be a pretty smart person here. with, I mean, you know, you're talking about, you know, the experiences you have. You were 17 years old, and you were working with NASA, Rockwell International, NASA's the space shuttle program.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
Wow, in the space shuttle testing, simulation testing lab and all that. Wow, how'd that happen? I mean, 17 years old?
Well, what happened was that I ended up taking too many credits in high school. There was another girl named Janet that I went to school with, and she had failed a whole bunch of classes, and they got me confused with her. So it made me end up going to summer school with taking all these classes, and I didn't, you know, at the time, you know, you don't question the authority at school. So I said, okay, well, I'll take these extra classes. And then when I went for my senior year, they told me, you have way too many credits. You know, you don't even need to come to school. So then they told me about this program that Rockwell had where they were having students with good GPAs and, you know, that they had this program for students to go into to work for Rockwell. But you had to interview just like a regular job, and they chose 40 students. Only 20 made it. And I made it. I made it when I was one of the 20. And I was trained, I wanted to go into engineering, but I was trained on computers because all the engineering jobs were taken. And that's what started my computer, career. I started working for the space shuttle program, and it was just an incredible experience of my life. I had the most amazing mentors, women and men, and it just taught me so much. I remember, I'll never forget one thing that this woman told me. Her name was Mildred. She was this amazing woman with a big heart, and she told me, you know, Janet, she says, when you're on your deathbed, you're not going to wish you worked more. You're going to wish that you spend more time with your family and your friends. So make sure that you have a good balance in your life. So I had a lot of amazing mentors that mentored me, and then I went on to work from the space shuttle program. I went on to work for the B-1 bomber program with TRW, and I worked for government contracts. I had secret clearance. So I was very lucky at a young age to work for these companies. But one thing that I do say that helped me was I was always mature for my age, and I was always in a great mood. I always had a great attitude. So to those young people out there who are listening, you know, attitude is everything. I mean, you know, one of the things that I've always had that I think that is good for everyone to have is an attitude that of gratitude, that no matter what's going on, I'm grateful. And I think that really helps.
Oh, this is amazing. This is kind of like, was it good that the guy fell off the ladder and broke his arm? Was it good or bad? Well, it was kind of bad, but on the other hand, he went to the hospital, and he met the doctor he met. They wind up meeting and, you know, getting married, and it changed his whole life. For you, a mistake that was kind of a bummer turned out to really kind of change your life with all that, didn't it? You know,
right, exactly.
I mean, wow.
And, yeah. So, you know, I always, you know, whenever, because of that experience, you know, whenever anything happens to me that things aren't working out the way that I like or that I want, I always say, okay, there must be a better door that's getting ready to open for me because, you know, this has been my life story, actually, you know.
So the question
Absolutely.
Everybody probably wants to ask right now is, you work for NASA program and the space shuttle and so on and so forth. And the question will be, or should I ask, Reese, what do you think? Do aliens? No, we'll wait for another program for that. but, you know, I find this amazing. And so now, are you still with, that must be pretty intriguing. I mean, you can't leave something like that without, because it's really going to other levels now. I mean, they're talking about putting a flag on Mars and so on and so forth. And you're in tune with that. So it's hard to really leave a program like that, isn't it?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm really excited to say that I have been I have been approached by an organization called Hidden Pioneers, who they do have ties to NASA, and I'm going to be one of their VIP guests at their next year's summit, a Global Diversity Summit, and I'm actually going to be doing a couple of things as well with this gentleman, and so I'm really excited because my ties to NASA are now leading me to be able to help others, and they have some amazing programs for young kids. It's just incredible, the opportunities that NASA has that nobody knows about, actually.
Yeah,
and they don't really, you know, advertise it. So this is something that's very important for young children to be able to be a part of this amazing history that we're creating.
And your experience, you came across Eric and the Easy Way situation, that's kind of like getting into NASA a little bit, isn't it?
in a different way. You know, exactly. You know, I mean, you know, I always believe that, you know, that God puts people in your life to help you, to grow you, so that you can become a better person. And, you know, one of those people has been Eric. Eric has been always been gracious to me. And I really, you know, am blessed to have known him. And I met actually Denise to Burkhardt. Jim, and also Rita. I mean, I'm very fortunate to have some amazing people in my life. And I always, you know, I always attribute it to this. Your energy speaks volumes for you, and you attract the same type of energy that you're giving out. So that's why I tell people it's so important to raise your energy. If you're feeling low, you're feeling down, you're going through something, you reach out, you know, and get some help. You have to get out of that low that you're in so that you can raise your energy and you can attract the same kind of people that you want to be. Because, you know, you heard that word, fake it till you make it. Well, I take that to a different level. Feel it even though you don't have it. So, you know, one of the things that I've been through many traumatic things in my life, and one of the things that I got that helped me get out of where I was I would feel happy even though I wasn't. I would feel whole even though I wasn't. I would feel wealthy even though I wasn't. I would feel, you know, successful even though I wasn't. And this always took me to a totally different energy, which helped me to, you know, land the things that I need to. It's just, it's, you know, people think it's complicated, but it really is not. I've been studying this for many, many years, and I've been coaching. I've coached people from different walks of life, from people who are just, you know, doing, you know, cashiering to millionaires. And, you know, it doesn't matter what you're doing or what your career path is or your status in life. We are all human. We all have emotions. We all go through bad things. And, you know, we all need some help. And we don't have a perfect life, like I said.
Oh, that's for sure. And it's how you handle it all. Yeah, we've had our experiences. And your book, Embrace Your Power, is also a show you have, too, Embrace Your Power Show, right?
Yeah, Embrace Your Power Show, yeah. So I actually got that through meditating, the name of my show. And I was just excited because one of the things that I had said, I was praying and meditating, going, okay, I need a name that encompasses what I'm trying to do. And what I'm trying to do is, and my goal is to teach people how to embrace their power. Because once you know your power, you will never give it back again. I mean, you understand what it is to have power. And unfortunately, you know, we're taught through the media that we're powerless. You know, we have to, you know, like for women, you know, we're taught that we should be waiting for Prince Charming to save us. Well, that's not teaching you to be a powerful woman. You know, we're taught, you know, men, get this Ferrari or get this car, then you'll be powerful. Or get this job, then you'll be powerful. No, you're powerful now. You know, people need to realize that they're powerful now. They don't have to wait for anything. They don't have to wait for anyone. They don't have to own anything. They don't have to do anything. You are powerful. And once you realize your power, then that's when you can move mountains. And that's when your life changes because you know who you are.
It's exciting.
That's awesome.
Exciting.
That's very exciting. Now, Janet, you're on the Wall of Fame, right?
Yes, I am.
So people can find you on the Easy Way Wall of Fame?
Yes, they can. And I'm going to say something real quick, that I'm currently just started a new company called Jay-Z Recruiting Solutions. And because of my IT background with NASA, I'm going to be concentrating on IT jobs and executive jobs as well. So I'm going to be posting that, and I'm going to be, you know, also helping people get opportunities to grow and also coaching people. So if you're out there ready to make a career change, because this COVID, so many people are making career changes. And I just want to let people know that if you're out there and you need some help making a career change, you don't know what to do, I will help you. I offer a 30-minute free consultation for people who, you know, I know there's a lot of people who can't afford coaching, but I am there. I'm reaching out to people because I've been there and I know. So if they want a free 30-minute coaching consultation, you know, that's available for them as well.
And how would they get in contact with you to get that free 30 minutes?
Just, you can reach out to me. I do have a calendar, a calendar that I use, which I will send to you guys. But you can go to Janet Zipper, Google Janet Zipper on Facebook, and you will see my, if you don't like it, change it page. And you can also see all my links, and you'll be able to get access to my calendar there. And you can schedule a free session with me.
Oh, that's amazing. And your Jay-Z TV live show, you got the red carpet interviews, motivational.
Yes.
But you have so much going on. So what do you do in your spare time?
You know, I'm the kind of person, I've always been a go-getter, and I've always been the kind of person who does many things. I'm very high energy, and, you know, I don't expect anyone to be like me, but I'm a very creative person, and it's just something that comes natural for me, doing a couple of things at once, and I've always been that way. And, you know, I know not everybody can do that, but you know, I do love helping people, so, you know, that's something that's very important for me. And I am going to be doing a documentary soon, which I'm really proud of. I'm going to be interviewing MDs, RN, LVN, CNAs about the COVID and the changes that's happened because of it. And that film is slated to go to the Cannes Film Festival, which I'm really excited about. It's just in the works right now. I can't really discuss it. All I can say is that this is going to be an amazing documentary.
Oh, that's exciting.
Well, that's a great offer for 30 minutes of Janet's time, and that's Janet spelled all the traditional way, Janet Zipper. And thanks for the offer, and thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And we want to do number three. We want to get you on again because and we're going to have to find out someday, do they really exist, but no, until then, Janet, we want to thank you for coming on. There's so much stuff. It's an exciting time, isn't it, with all this that's going on with the change in technology and AI and NASA. Boy, there's a lot going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You wouldn't take that step, would you, Janet? I mean, you sound like you're really good out there because we got to go. But, I mean, if it came to an offer, Janet, would you like to get on the shuttle and take a ride to Mars? I mean, I don't think you'd go that route, would you?
Oh, I would. I really would.
You would?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Absolutely.
We'll watch it on TV, Aretha. I know Aretha might go with you.
Yes. No, I'm not going to Mars. Those days are over. But thank you again, Janet. It's always great talking to you.
Thank you so much. And God bless you guys. And thank you for all that you do.
Oh, sure.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Okay.
Interesting. That's what you call about as interesting as it gets. And with that, we have a commercial on Carmelita's Corner.
Looking to take the next step? Join the Easy Way Network and become part of our Easy Way family. Host your own TV show. Accelerate your viewership, as you will be seen on platforms such as Roku, Amazon, Apple. Brand yourself and affiliate yourself with celebrities, artists, influencers, and power players. For more information on how to start your own show, channel, or network, go to easywaypromotions.com. To stay updated on all our upcoming events, text EASYWAY to 55678.
Easy Way Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Yes, indeed. We do it the easy way, Reith, and it is time. I think we're going to be moving into Carmelita's Corner and see what's going on with Carmelita.
Carmelita's Corner.
Carmelita does have interesting guests.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there. We're doing great. How about you? We're going to get through this wonderful, wonderful day, no matter where you are, no matter how far. And I've got a great guest lined up for you today. You won't believe her. She's got so much going on. I've known her for many years now. She's a dear friend and also a member of my organization, which we'll talk about later. But I want to introduce to you Hollywood Louise, also known as Cheesy Weezy. Good morning, Louise. Well, I hope that she, after all that buildup, that she's connected with us. Are you there? Well, I know she's had a challenge with her phone earlier. Hopefully she's got it charged up by now, but while we're waiting for her to get on board, I just, you know, want to say some things about this amazing lady. I've known her for many, many years now, and she has become a dear friend. She is known as Hollywood Louise because she has been about for so long that she's gathered quite a following. I mean, I understand that she is an icon, perhaps worldwide. If you haven't already heard of her, you probably have heard of Gypsy Boots. She's sort of in that category, and I believe she knew Gypsy Boots because Louise is also very much into health, like I am. In fact, that is the purpose of my organization, is to promote health through an artistic vein, so to speak. It's an educational organization. Basically, it is a living memorial. For those of you who know me, you've heard me mention it that way many times. The Rose Breast Cancer Society was formed because my mother loved roses, and she's the reason why I am who I am today. I stand on her shoulders. She's gone on to glory. I know she's watching over me. She told me before she left, no matter what happens to me, I will be with you always. And those words were so comforting. And I know during this time, you know, many of you have been experiencing the loss of loved ones. I mean, it's just been an epidemic of untold proportions of what's been happening in our country, the United States of America, but many people have gone on to glory, so to speak. They are no longer with us in the flesh. But those of you who do believe to be absent from the body is to be present with the higher power, most of us call God. So God willing, you're going to be heading in the right direction. When your number or our number is called, we all have a number that will be called eventually. during our journey here on this planet. And I'm talking because I'm hoping that my friend will get connected. She has so much to say. Oh, my goodness. We talked this morning and did a little run-through, and she told me some of the things she was going to talk about, and I wish she was here right this minute telling them to you herself. So, Hollywood, Louise, Cheesy Weezy, as they call you, please call in. We're waiting to get hooked up. You know, actually, I told her I would have this as a birthday present for her. We decided to do this a little early to celebrate, because actually her birthday is quite a distance off. So perhaps what I think the best thing to do will be to reschedule her so that she can come on in person rather than having me rattling on and on and on. I hadn't planned this, folks. Trust me. But
she's redialing in, just so you know.
Oh, okie dokes. That's just so I know that she's trying to redial in. Well, in the meantime, as I mentioned before, and I don't want to take away her thunder because she's going to talk about all of this herself. She's got a lot going on her plate. I can't really talk because many people wonder about me sometimes. How do I manage to do the things that I do? Because I'm what you call a multitasker. I've got a lot of stuff going. It's like being a juggler, having many balls up in the air. The trick is to keep them all up in the air and not let any of them fall. So,
hello.
Well. I just took away some of your speech here
I heard Janet Zipper. I've been on the phone.
Oh,
I don't know what I've been yelling. Hello, hello, hi. If I knew how to use a computer, I would certainly want 30 minutes of Janet's coaching, because one of the hardest things for me to get used to is to get used to not getting used to getting used to the things I used to be getting used to. As a baby boomer, we're all becoming baby boomers every 8 seconds up until 2025. Somebody's having a birthday. And you know, first of all, Carmelita, thank you for having me as your guest. I don't know how we weren't connected earlier. Sorry I speak slowly. You might have to have me back at another time. But I want to thank my family.
I was just mentioning, you know, that perhaps we'll have you back on your actual birthday. Why don't we do that?
Oh, okay. That would be great.
We've lost a lot of time here, not being
connected.
Oh, I
know.
I wanted to also
thank my friends and acquaintances who are so wonderful to my life as a baby boomer, and to my doctors and therapists and dentists, because as I age, every part of my body has its own little specialist. So I want to thank the Breast Cancer Society and the listening audience today, because I have a gift for you and Jerry, because usually they say behind every successful man is a woman, but Jerry has been there for you with our wonderful Breast Cancer Society.
That's the Rose Breast Cancer Society
charity. And you mentioned that I'm also Cheesy Weezy. So I have this special poem. Hark, my eyes are gazing upon the most exquisite flowering rose. As I bend over, it smells ever so fragrant and delicious to my eager and greedy nose. Flowers' petals feel smooth and quite delicate on my exploring fingertips. They are even as soft as fresh churned butter when I slide them across my pouting lips. I must grasp its thorn-bearing, life-supporting stem very gently as I twirl it in my hand, round and round. Then I marvel at and stroke the aptly defined veins in its leaves as I pluck my precious treasure from the ground. For you, Carmelita, and for Jerry, And also, thank you to Eric for keeping us online with his wonderful endeavors, and to his father, Jim, and my dear friend, Retha, for welcoming me also on their network.
Well, it's great. Eric's got a family. He calls it the Easy Way Fam, and it's been growing.
Well, I hope I'm part of it. I've known him since he was starting out.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, through you, because you and Mooney Ironi invited me to many events, so I'm very grateful. And I'm just so excited that I finally got connected with you guys, because I guess what I'll do is tell you another poem that I wrote in the 1960s when I first came to Hollywood, and I put it at my brother's wedding also, and also Congressman Diane Watson was at a wonderful event that you and I were at, Carmelita.
Yeah, well, and I was one of the producers of that event.
Yeah, oh,
I know,
yes.
I know what you're speaking of, and I want to give kudos to our friend who was behind that, Dr. Marcia Copertino. That was her baby,
right.
The 1,000 Ladies in White with the 100 Men in Black, that was her thing. And we did a peace march downtown. And,
yes, we did.
And then afterwards we walked from downtown to the beautiful hotel there near USC where we had the event. And that's where everybody got up and spoke. And you got up and spoke on behalf of one of our other honorary board members of the Rose Breast Cancer Society, Congresswoman Diane Watson. So, tell us about that poem again.
Well, it was because she had been standing up there for 20 minutes and she had to go to Natalie Cole's funeral. And I was asked to go up and speak for her, and I really didn't want to because it was such a serious event, but I didn't want them to think that she wasn't there. So I recited this poem that I wrote, and I put two poems together, actually. It's called
mm-hmm.
Now Think. Is the world to you an awful place? Is there a lot of hurt and sorrow in your life that you can't erase? There's just one thing we've got to face. We're all members of the human race. Let's admit it could be good if we were treated like we should. Would we be happy? Yes, I think we would if this dreamt of happening possibly could. So let's make it as good as we can, for an island can't be a man. He needs people all around, like the roots of a tree need the ground. Now think, what do you want? Is it good? Is it bad? Will it make you joyous? Will it make others sad? Why do you want it, and whatever on earth for? Will it open heaven's gates and lock hell's door? Is it a person, place, thing, marriage, goal, or career? Have you tried to achieve or attain it during this year? If you have or did, there is still desire. But if you wouldn't or didn't, there are no flames in your fire. And that was a very, very special poem to me, and I'm just so honored that you let me share that with you today, listening audience in Carmelita's Corner, because I just can't stop writing. Even if it's on a piece of toilet paper, it just comes out of me, even now. And with this COVID epidemic, I am not out there entertaining or doing spoken word, and I can't sing as a volunteer in convalescent hospitals. And you know the power of that, Carmelita, when we sing to people, it can even bring them out of their trances of dementia or Alzheimer's.
Yes, as a matter of fact, another very dear friend of mine, and you know her too, Cantor Esther Leon Schwartz, she has been an angel going from hospital to hospital and singing to patients and actually bringing them out of comas. That has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I've experienced something similar, not a person in a coma, but having been a member of the Southern California Motion Picture Council so long, I've had the opportunity to be there, what they call Lady of Song, and at this particular occasion, we were celebrating St. Patrick's Day, and one of the guests, who's also a person who received an award at the Lady in Red event, who's become a good friend, her name is Denise, and her father had been, you know, mentally challenged with dementia and approaching Alzheimer's. And when I sang that song, he wound up singing along with me. I mean, it brought back something to him. And, you know, I just want to mention how music and the arts are so integral to our mental and spiritual health, our well-being. And that's that's one of the premises of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. And I want to thank you on the air for having been a supporter for so many years. You've been one of our most active supporters. And now, of course, you are an honorary member.
And I
thank you. Yes, you are. So, and we've got a wonderful network of people. It's more or less a spiritual connection, because the way I run my organization is through the higher power. That's the CEO. Most of us call God. So anyway, that's the way we roll. And
that's why I also wrote this poem, because I had that experience happen several times, and it's called All That You Are. Please don't die with all the music in you. Please don't choose to depart from this planet. I truly want and need you here with me. You truly have no idea of what your work or what your precious talents and you can be. I long to see and hear those notes and rhythms surpassed as the precious life song residing in your heart gets composed. I have abundantly desire to slide up and down those scales and climb those high octaves to form major, minor, diminished, and augmented chords with you juxtaposed. I have always and always dreamt of watching you select those notes and witnessing those chords and melodies transposed as the miraculous song in your heart becomes composed. Your love and light becomes exposed for all the world to see. I solemnly promise you, we'll climb up and down those difficult octaves together. We'll practice those scales in any type of weather. Our problems will be lighter than a feather. And yes, we'll become tougher, stronger than a piece of leather. And that is such an incredible gift to bring people out into the light, even if it is just for a brief period of time, isn't it, Carmelita?
Well, you know, Louise, you also bring up a point. They say that cemeteries are the wealthiest places in the world because so many people have passed away with their dreams still in them. And there is a saying to not leave the world with your music still in you, and
right.
You know, and even though we're doing our best, Louise, to sing the music that's in our hearts and to let the light shine as brightly as we can to spread love and good cheer, I mean, that's why we're here, you know, to support one another. And of course, to do our best, to be our best selves, as one of the recent titles was of one of the the Eric talks about motivational speaking. We just had Janet Zipper on, a wonderful lady. I love Janet. Yes, and she's also up for a Woman of Achievement Award. We really have a wonderful bond there, too, with Marlena Martin, the founder of Woman of Achievement. So anyway, I'm looking at the clock now, and believe it or not, our time is coming to a head. But I want to thank you for being an amazing guest.
And I want to thank my vocal coach, the wonderful, beyond amazing Carol Weiss, because otherwise I wouldn't have had the confidence to be the singer that I am today.
Well, you're a multitasker too. I guess we belong to the same club in that respect. I like variety because I think that is the spice of life. You know, it's kind of hard for me to fit myself in one box. So basically, I'm an out of the box person. You know what I mean? So that's one of the things that brings us together, because we think on the same plane there. You know, and
there's no box big enough to contain you and all your talents, Carmelita. And I know you're featured pretty much as a performer, entertainer, but oh my gosh, your artwork is beyond this planet. It's almost up in Mars because it's so extraordinary. And I'm so glad that I get to be part of your mural that you are currently doing. It was quite an honor to me because I've won first prize awards with art shows and even the Pomona County Fair. But to know that I get to be part of your mural really is
well,
amazing.
It's actually our mural. It's going to belong to the city. It'll be a gift when it's my time to be called. As I said, we all have a number when it comes up. I want to leave that behind as a gift for the city. It's called Gardens of Life, and I'm working on it now with my co-partner, Senior Senator Pasquale Bettio, who has the Artery USA, who he co-founded with Deborah Gilman. And Deborah and Pasquale themselves are amazing artists. And we've had our wonderful Catherine Arian, who was our lead artist, get it off the ground. We just produced a video. I'm so happy that the video is finally finished. I've been working on that with Tom Porter for over a year now, and it's completed. And we're just waiting for the opportunity to have a formal screening, hopefully at the theater when it does, the Matrix Theater, hopefully when things come back to normal. So anyway, we've got a lot
volunteer.
Going on here. Huh?
I used to volunteer with the lovely Sandy Moss at Park La Brea for many years, and that's where I met Pasquale. And at 432 South Curson Avenue for many years.
Yes, yes. We remember, and of course I remember Sandy Moss because we were both art educators for the L.A. Unified School District, and Sandy's gone on to glory now. But I never will forget, she said to me one day, "You're one of us," because you know, I do claim everybody. I mean, where was I at a Shabbat or something or the other? And you know, I just believe that we're all one human family, and that we should, everybody needs to understand that we all come from the same source. We are all sisters and brothers. And on that note, thanks again, Louise. And I always say it's time to get on our horse and ride off into the sunset. You can ride whatever you
Thank you.
And Rita? Well,
yes.
Tell you what a gentle, kind spirit you hear from Carmelita's guests. You know, she just comes across so nice, you know.
Yeah,
and
I want to thank Louise for giving me a shout out.
Oh, Louise is some. And you know, it's like Janet was saying, it kind of radiates, you know. She seems like the type that would just bring peace into a room. And so with that, I think we're going to be coming up to a little segment that Rita's going to be doing. And then we're going to see if we can get Eric on to talk about some of the shows and so on and so forth. But, you know.
Smartphone.
There we go.
Cell phone. PC. Mac. Tablet. iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, I actually hate talking about this topic, but I had a friend who got scammed again. She got a phone call that said that her electricity was about to be turned off if she didn't pay them right away. And she gave them a credit card number, even though she knew she didn't know that amount. She didn't know the electric company. This is a woman who pays her bills on time. But they were so intimidating that she agreed. She gave them the credit card number. They said the credit card didn't go through, so they were going to need her to go and get a gift card to pay it and give them the gift card number. Well, believe it or not, they stayed on the phone with her while she went to go get the gift card. She bought the gift card, and she gave them the number. Now, I don't know how or at what point it actually struck her that this was kind of fishy. I think she kind of felt all along that there was something wrong with it. But the threat of having your utilities turned off, she went along with it anyway. Well, of course it was a scam. She's out of the money that was put on the gift card because you can't get that back. She filed a complaint with the police. It's really a shame. And this is a very well-educated, brilliant, matter-of-fact, woman who fell for it. So when you get these calls, and I get them all the time, you get them from the Social Security card, or supposedly Social Security, and they'll say things like, well, there has been suspicious activity on your Social Security card, and we're going to shut down your account. That's not real. They're not going to call you and do that. Before anybody does anything to you that's legitimate, they're going to send you something in writing. Now, granted, I've gotten emails that I've missed. I've gotten letters that I've missed. But still, if it sounds too crazy, it really is. The utilities companies will never ask you to go get a gift card. They will not stay on the line with you while you go to your nearby Target to get a gift card. None of that is real. So I just want to warn people again, don't give your credit card to people who call you. And I admit I have fallen for stuff too. I will tell myself, don't buy things from unsolicited people. I didn't contact them. I didn't go on their website. I haven't looked at their product. And I get something that says, oh, you owe us for something. And I've thought, oh, did I buy that? And I've done it. So we've all, well, I won't say we all, but a lot of us have been trapped. But now they're getting clever and they're getting more and more money. I'm tired of changing my ATM numbers, aren't you? So, or my ATM cards, which gives me a whole new ATM number. So I'm telling you, I'm warning you, I'm pleading with you. Don't fall for any of these schemes. If when in doubt, say, okay, hold on, let me call you back. I'm going to go get my credit card. And then call the people in question. Call the electric company. Call the gas company. Call whoever it is on the legitimate number that you know is you're calling, contacting them. And I'm telling you, 10 times out of 10, it's going to be a scam. So that's my tech time for today. It's low tech. It's usually telephone, but sometimes it's over the internet too. Don't get scammed. Okay, Jim, let's go back to you.
Okay. I don't know if I get an intro on this, but...
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
There we go. Please do not hang up. This is the Social Security office, and you have been in violation of several sections of our coding, and we are coming to your house unless you, et cetera, et cetera, like Rita was talking about. They sound so official. They'll give you numbers, and they'll give you all kinds of stuff. I call Social Security, and they go, none of it's true. They don't call people like that. And it could be driver's license stuff, banking stuff, you know, just don't fall for any of that. Anyway, I my head is spinning. There's so much exciting stuff going on. We have so many interesting guests, Louise, Janet Zipper, and this is fun. It's really fun. Anyway, we're going to, I've got a little report put together here, but I'm going to try to see if I can get Eric, because we have so many interesting events going up, and the viral situation is going through the roof. And the September 26th event, and there's so much tech stuff that I can't keep up with everything. So I've got the line open for Eric, and we're going to see if we can get Mr. Easy on and talk about what's going on and so on and so forth. So if he comes on, we're going to cover some of the September 26th, the virtual event, and until we get the engineers okay that he got a hold of them, I'm going to give you some of the top boomer exposed stocks. How about that? So if you don't have a pencil with you, I do some research on this, and I've been researching my research, and some of this stuff has paid off. Brookdale Senior Living, now these are the top boomer exposed stocks, and you can go to Archive Show and write it down. And Acacia Pharmaceuticals is on the list, number two. United Health. Corner, or what is it called? Creamer Health Tech, or Cerner Health Tech. Service Corporation. Write these down, because, you know, if you have some money and you want to invest in some of this stuff, this is what's coming up on top. Service Corp, Royal Caribbean Travel, UBS, Wealth Manufacturing, Principal Financial Insurance. And that's just a couple of them. So, and then I got a couple requests. What were the issues that concern Americans today? So an ABC list, you know, like, we get requests for different things. What are the top concerns? What are the top investments? So I try to find some of that. So the top issues that concern Americans today, according to Americans that filled out forms or whatever, one is affordable health care. And that could be an issue, because I've seen retirees and baby boomers literally lose their homes because they didn't have enough health care. The deductibles were too high. And it gets to be quite an issue. Number two was the economy. And economists are not sure what's going on, because this is something we've never been through before. So it's always good to put something aside, like we were talking about the other night or the other show. You want to get a little bit ahead on your bills. If you can, pay a little bit extra. Okay, do we got Eric on? Let's see. Okay, Eric, I'm going to leave the line open, pop in whenever you want. So if you have a $50 gas bill, pay the gas bill and add half to it, and just forget that you're doing it, having an auto pay or something, and do that with your electric bill if you can afford a couple dollars extra. And before you know it, your gas, electric, phone, just keep adding a little bit extra. Oh, okay. A little bit extra. Before you know it, you're ahead on your bills. So, Eric, you on with us? I don't hear him. So
he's
anyway,
trying to get on now.
Okay. So, and number three was terrorist attacks. Number four was Social Security, and the issues with Social Security. Is it going to still be there? Yes, it will be. And distribution of wealth. Hunger and homelessness, crime and violence, illegal immigration, and drug use. These are the top concerns that are out there.
Can you guys hear me? Hello?
Okay, Eric?
Yes, hello.
Sorry. Hey, hi, Eric. I was just going through some of the issues.
I was going to call James Dentley, Dad. You know, we're doing the JD3 TV channel, and this is all exciting stuff. But I'm here now. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. It's real exciting. So thanks for coming on, because I know you're busy. I was just going through some of the top issues that concern Americans today, and we've had some super interesting guests on today, and we're talking about the power of positive.
Let me give you my opinion. One of the biggest issues is forcing people to wear a diaper on their face. I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, we have, I don't know. Like, I was at the dental office this morning. It was a busy day. And I was kind of glad that they had him on, because one guy sneezed a couple times, and it was good he had a mask. So, you know, we balance it out, and mask, no mask.
It is a smart move to protect you against germs, but not where you have to force somebody to wear it if they're uncomfortable. And I just have my opinions on it. But
so
yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
That's true. I mean, you know, that's everybody has their issues, but sometimes there's arguments in stores. But you know, I wanted to. I told our audience I'm not up to date on absolutely everything because there's so much going on. With the virtual show and the Wall of Fame is just exploding, and it's creating so much interest. It's kind of becoming, and what do you think? I mean, it's a virtual world, but when things start getting back to normal, it seems like people enjoy this rather than doing what we know. It's not so easy creating the big events and going to the big auditoriums and getting everything prepared, but it still is a lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is a lot. Oh, there's no words to describe how much work that goes into these projects. I mean, each project needs a very large team and a lot of vision mapping, and every the team members need team members on some of these projects. Like this award show that we're doing, my event director needs 6 assistants. I need about 20. You know, but when you see the actual production, it's all well worth it. And the lead generation that comes out of it, sponsors that get involved. But it's a lot of effort in putting together the decks and having the sales team, putting the scripts together, the rehearsals, just all the graphic.
When
design,
I'm
the
watching some
and
of this,
motion.
I'm wondering if the actual events were easier, because this is quite a chore. I mean, the technical stuff.
They're both pretty equal, but a virtual event is more cost effective because there's not the physical things. You don't have to pay for the food and things like that. But both virtual and physical are very big tasks. You know, people probably don't realize how much. I mean, I'm talking about really doing a virtual event the right way.
I want to know how you're going to do the red carpet. That's what I'm excited about, a virtual golden carpet on top
golden
of it.
Golden carpet.
Everybody.
Yeah, I kind of had that on my mind too when you were talking about walking the golden carpet. Is that going to be the cartoon version?
Let's just say that we have some very unique software, and we will be using Zoom because everybody's so familiar with it, but a lot of people will be brought in, and then what's happening afterwards is going to be pretty incredible. Imagine Getty Images, you know, combined with, you know, some really cool technology for, you know, it's all about the eyeballs looking at who the people were that were able to get on the gold carpet. That's kind of the focus.
Now, you're not going to surprise people and have some advanced technology, and like in Star Trek where they kind of beam them somewhere, and all of a sudden we wind up in the computer walking a carpet, a virtual carpet.
Let's just say, like I said, it's all about your team, and we do have a very amazing team. And thank you to everybody that's paid for membership, because this is very expensive. But, thank you to all of our sponsors, and, you know, BrainTap and everybody that's involved that's making this happen. It's going to be really cool. And I think a lot of people are going to want to, you know, shadow us and follow in our footsteps and kind of want to learn what we're going to be putting out. It is pretty unique.
It is. And so where do you think it's going from here? I mean, this is getting about as advanced as I could see, but, you know, down the road, when things start clearing up, do you think it's going to remain a popular item?
I think down the road, even when the curse gets lifted, people are still going to realize the value of virtual, which I've been speaking about 5 years prior to this. it's just so much more convenient. I mean, who doesn't want to be in front of their computer at their house? I mean, I make thousands of dollars sitting in my bed on my laptop sitting in my
So it'll
my
be
lap.
Kind of a choice, won't it? It'll be a choice. They can, you know, would you like to do a virtual event or a real event, right? In person.
It will be, but I think, too, that a lot of people are going to have a lot of fear because of what the media has instilled into the minds of everybody, and I think that it's going to take a long while to get back to normal.
It's going to take a
while. People are going to realize how convenient things were, how much money they. I mean, the people that really get it and understand how to use Zoom, and how to use software like StreamYard, and how to use software like Microsoft, and all these different softwares that allow you to take your coaching level, take your remote communications, you know, to the viewer, to the consumer. People that are really learning that are winning right now. And you're going to see more, and what I think is going to happen, and I know is going to happen actually, is you're going to see more and more 5G technology based upon remote consumer-based, you know, technology. You know, they're going to keep coming out with more things that are going to make it a really cool virtual and VR experience.
Well, let's get an opinion from somebody who goes back to the early 40s. I've been in the business a long time, Retha Gray. Retha?
Well, I take an acting class, and I have for years, and I thought, okay, this is going to shut down my acting classes. And no, we've used the acting class to learn how to use Zoom effectively. All of the auditions in the business now are done electronically. So it really is the way of the future. I don't think a lot of this is going back. Doctor's appointments are less expensive. Whole events. I mean, I look forward to this event like I would a regular event, but I don't have to drive. I don't have to park. I don't have to fight with the crowds.
That kind of answers my question. Now, if you had an invitation, Reed. Okay, there's event A and event B. They're both high-quality events, A-list events. One of them was virtual, and one of them you had to go down to the, you know, whatever it was, Beverly Hilton or whatever. Which one would you go to the same night? You know, which would you pick?
The virtual one. I mean, wow, like I said, I went out to dinner this weekend, and so that was nice to be around the people. But at the same time, we had to hassle with parking and standing in line and whatever. And I know Eric's events have always been great in real life. So I'm really looking, and even the conference, I did spend a little time at the conference. It was great. You get the same information from the comfort of your living room.
I remember a 50-inch TV.
I can beam it up on the 50-inch TV. It's like being there.
I remember somebody came up to me at Eric's Anaheim event, pretty nice event, and they were just, you know, like amazed, and they said, this is really nice, you know, and I've been to one of Eric's other events, and it's just a great group of people, and he's looking around, and it was just like he just loved the people, and so there you go, Eric. Retha's choice was virtual. So this may not go away after the, you know, pandemic kind of eases. This might stay around, you know.
And speaking of events, you know, we have some pretty incredible events, and I want to just let everybody know, if you want to know what we're doing, and there's a lot. I mean, by the way, shout out to Louise. I appreciate the nice things that she said, and I haven't seen her in ages, but definitely great to connect with her again. That's the thing is we've done a lot of stuff online for almost 20 years now. We have a lot of content. We are involved with a lot of great people. We have a lot of amazing events. We do a lot of fun live streams. We have almost 50 shows now. We're doing films. There's reasons people want to follow the network. They want to follow what's involved with the network. And now we've just made it really, really simple for people to be involved in the movement. We have a community movement. You text EasyWay to 55678. We're up to 990 subscribers now. We can literally press a button, hit the Wall of Fame news blog wall, you know, they get the updates not only on the website, but now it pings their phone. If you guys want to know what we got going on, like, I got my book coming out. A lot of things are going to happen with that. We got a virtual book tour. We got a physical book tour. We got private exclusive events we're going to be doing at, like, really nice mansions and things like that that only the exclusive members that are part of EasyWay are going to be able to come and be a part of. And look who's in my book: Sharon Lecter, Frank Shankwitz, James Dentley, Brian Smith, Trey Ireland, all these amazing people, Kate Linder, you know, and there's going to be more. And believe me, guys, we got some really, really cool surprises. And you're going to see a lot of virtual events coming out of us. September 5th, 5 days from now, 6 days, 5 days, my book releases, which I'm really excited about, The Influence Effect, that teaches you how to create your own influence effect, not only for yourself, but for your clients.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get these amazing stories from top-level people. I mean, who doesn't want to learn from Sharon Lecter, who sold 35 million books with Robert Kiyosaki?
All in one book. That's amazing.
Who doesn't want to learn from Brian Smith, who's one of the largest branders and built one of the largest brands in the world, UGG Boots? You know, like, who doesn't want to get tidbits and secrets? And who doesn't want to listen to stories on how I built these relationships? You know, these relationships are still there. And if you notice, every event we do, all the same people keep coming back to it. That means we're doing something right. You know, there's
that was a great event.
And now we're getting into the awards. So each thing that we do piggybacks, but really, what does it mean for you guys? It's the ultimate networking experience. It's the ultimate solution for you guys to scale and accelerate your ability to build your relationship equity, to build your database. And then we have more ways of doing that. I mean, that's ultimately what we do, is we give people the solution to build their database in a very, very unique way. And we have a lot of fun ways of how we do it. And now we have 50-something shows. I mean, there's clients that are coming on board, and there's members that are coming on board that are like, wow, this system is so incredible. I go on the Wall of Fame. I become an EasyWay fan, you know, member. Now, you know, 6 months, then they're an influencer. They got bigger and better things happening with them. And now all of a sudden, you know, 6 months later, they're a celebrity influencer. They're getting endorsements. They're getting, you know, deals. They're meeting agents. They're getting things happen. They're becoming a bigger authority, a bigger brand. Their Google is out of this world. Every client we have, just Google them. It speaks for itself. And now the book thing, I mean, guys, I'm not just doing a book. I'm doing a series of a book. I'm showing you guys how I networked my way to success. And that's what everybody wants to know, is the relationships involved with EasyWay. Well, I'm giving it to you guys. We're creating a saga just like Star Wars. And you know, the first one is the influence effect. The second one is connected, how to be connected, how to deal with the relationships, how to get affiliate marketing going to where you're making money off your connections. It's a win-win scenario, et cetera, et cetera. Then the next one is fate. You can't forget about your fate. You know, and what's going to be the fourth book, and the fifth book, and the sixth book. But I want to say thank you to New Life Clarity Publishing, because this never would have happened. And so just never forget your team, guys. Your team is everything. My team would not leave me alone to do a book. Now it's so cool. I can say I'm a best-selling author. People that are coming to me wanting me to sign my own book. That is so cool. I never thought of me.
Yeah.
And not only me, but look at this. There's all these other mega influencers. I mean, you know, John Hyland is one of the top people with doctors. He's got 10,000 some of the doctors, Top Doctor Magazine, Speaking Empire, on and on and on. I mean, you want to get stages and da 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 da. He's somebody you want to learn from, and if you get the book, you can get connected to these people, because we have the Wall of Fame, you know. So from the Wall of Fame, that's our social network. Then you can go into getting your own kind of TV show, and again, just following in the footsteps of what I've done and what I've taught others to do. So anyway, September 5th, really fun event. It's free. Go to EasyWayRSVP.com, letter E, letter Z, WAYRSVP.com. We're building a landing page right now on my website, ericzilli.com. You guys are going to love it. The book is going to be incredible. And then from the book, we're going to piggyback. Most of the people in the book are our legends or our awardees or involved with us in some way. Then we're going to be doing this massive, amazing virtual golden carpet and award show. And if you guys go to EasyWayWallOfFame.com and you just go under vote and you look at the flyers, this is so incredible who's involved and who we have hosting and who's. And by the way, thank you to all the nominees that have pushed this. We're up to like 150,000 something views that have hit the Wall of Fame now. And now we're getting sponsors. Now the sponsors are starting to come out. If you want to be a sponsor, if you want to be a sponsor and you want to be involved with these views, if you want to be involved with everything that we're talking about, call us at 877-399-2929. Text Easy Way to 55678. Go to EasyWayWallOfFame.com. Become a member. I mean, we have like 120-something podcasts now and shows and streams. And I mean, you want to talk about getting out there. We have the ultimate system. And on top of that, 120 other affiliates that want to help. I mean, look at the people we're bringing on to do shows. Look at who they are. Carlos speaks with Tony Robbins and Les Brown and on and on. He's about to do this mega, Knights of the Round Table speaking type of show with the top-level legends that we're going to be releasing pretty soon. We just put it out on Easy Way TV. By the way, guys, if you want to know about the shows, I have so many people. I love coming on this radio show because it's a really good way to update you guys, because you guys, like, I love you for contacting me, but there's just too many. I have too many messages, too many friend requests, too many. So listen to this show every week, and I'll give you guys all the updates I possibly can, you know, and just make sure you're part of the Wall of Fame, or you're on easywayfam.com, and you're just, you know, part of the movement. But I'm always available on however I can be, however I'm able to be. But you got to contact my team and realize, please, that this is a company. I'm only one man. And everybody's contacting Eric Zulli, which is great. And I'm very, very happy, and I never want it to stop. But if you want results, if you want follow-up, there's a reason we have 45 people in the company. There's a reason we have a 877 number. There's a reason we have an automated system, and we have our sites, and that we have everything set up. You're going to get way more results if you follow the system. But everybody wants to contact me. That's great, but I'm not going to get back to everybody. I can't. Physically and health-wise, can't anymore. But we're gonna just rock this. But please work with the company, and let us help you. Let us help you. Go to Easyway Promotions. We're gonna do some upgrades. This show is gonna be amazing, and we're gonna do many, many, many amazing shows. You're gonna see like 50 something live streams coming out a week soon. It's going to our HLS, and I have some really exciting news. I mean, I can't say too much about it, but we just got two mega, mega deals with the TV stuff. We got distribution to over 200 million homes now. 300-something channels. We're going to be announcing it, putting a big press release out. You'll hear about it. Roku, Apple, Amazon, Viacom, Comcast, Simul TV. It's huge. And then the other thing is, we just did a big deal for films. Thanks to you, Dad. It's funny. I connected you to Rick. I connected you to him a long, long, long time ago. And then I went off and did my thing. You stayed friends with Rick. And then that came back around full circle. And now Rick, you know, brought us this major, you know, Bollywood India film deal, and we're going to be releasing these amazing films here pretty soon. So get ready for the Netflix of networks that Easy Way is about to provide. You know, I'm just using Netflix as an example because they're one of the biggest for films, you know. But we got some really cool surprises, and all you guys got to do is text Easy Way. That's it. Text Easy Way to 55678 and get free gifts, get opportunities to be interviewed. Get a free book, get in our magazine, get on the Wall of Fame, and then you get all these points. And we put a system together that a lot of marketing companies are trying to copy, and they won't be able to. There's no one on the planet that can do what we've designed. And it's a guarantee that you will be a star and a brand and an accelerated lead generation system when you work with
us. See, it's the interaction that you have is what's amazing, because before you had radio and television, there was no interaction. And you're far away from what was going on. Now you can become part of all this, and that's exciting to people.
Yeah, I think I've taken up a lot of time, and Daniel is messaging saying that there's like very little amount of airtime, so I don't want to take any more of the airtime. But I'll see you guys on September 5th. My book, please support me on my book, The Influence Effect. Well, text Easy Way to 55678. You'll get all the information. And then the awards is September 26th, easywayliveevents.com, easywayliveevents.com if you want to go to that. I'll see you guys in the Wall of Fame.
All right. Thank you, Eric, for popping on.
Thank you. Bye, Aretha. Right. Bye, Dad. Bye, Louise. Bye, Carmelita.
Bye, Eric.
Exciting, Reith. So much going on. Did we ever expect, you know, when years ago when we were doing all this, that it would, you know, be at this level, the virtual level? I mean, we saw some of this stuff in sci-fi movies, but now a lot of it's just coming to fruition. You know, it's three-dimensional.
Well, time really does fly. And we have used up our time today, so we will be back next Monday at 10 a.m. And all that other stuff is going on, the virtual book tour, the Golden Gala.
26th of September,
It's going to be a busy September.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a busy month. But, you know, Reith, all I know is they're going so fast. I was joking last Christmas. I said, wow, can you believe 2 more days till Christmas?
Thank you for listening to Radio
Christmas.
Boomers Here Live with your hosts, Reitha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.